Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Aaron Dusso joins us now, Associate Professor of Political Science at Indiana University, Indianapolis. Good morning, Professor. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
I asked people before we came on to text me at 504-260-1870 about this Marjorie Taylor Greene thing, and do you actually believe the government controls the weather? And some of the texts that I've gotten in, a bunch of them are links that people send me. I'm not going to click on this. So it's a pretty simple question. Yes or no, do you think the government controls the weather? Somebody texted and said, I believe the World Economic Forum controls a lot of things about our government, but they don't control the weather. Somebody else said the government can't even control Marjorie Taylor Greene, much less the weather. Somebody else said she's one person, but give it a break, that China's increasingly accused of it out in the South China Sea. Do your homework. Leave MTG out of the discussion. So I don't know. I don't know if they're trying to defend her or not. Yes, I believe the government controls the weather. When the Democrats pray for rain, hurricanes happen. I wonder in what context she said that. Obviously, a ridiculous statement by itself. But people tend to believe that, and the context has nothing to do with it. That's what she said, and President Biden called her out yesterday for that, and also President Trump for spreading some, in a way, misinformation about FEMA. I'll talk about that in a minute because we went through it after Katrina. But does any of this matter as far as the presidential election when you're talking about so few people, or in your opinion, is it just a few thousand of people that are going to control this election and swing it?
Oh, I mean, this election is so close that it is going to be just a few thousand people that are going to swing this election in just a couple of states. Just as an example of how close this election is, we finally got some state-level polling that came out in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, and those polls all contradicted each other. So in Michigan, you had two polls come out. One says that Harris is up by 3. The other says that Trump's up by 3.5. I mean, that's as clear as mud. And I think that's what we're going to end up being, for the rest of this month and going into election day.
Is there a chance that anything's flying beneath the radar, either people that are supporting Trump that won't admit to it on polls or say they are, or not responding to polls, or people that are supporting Harris that won't say they are or responding to polls, or some kind of silent group that's just going to show up and vote for either one?
I mean, the history, in 2016, obviously the polling has, it does pretty well nationally, but at the state level is pretty bad. In 2020, it actually at the national level misses even worse. But, the more recent elections, 2022, and then a lot of these off-year elections, and then if you look even at the primaries, it seemed like Trump was underperforming. So, recently, pollsters, they all want, the ones that are reputable, they want to be right. And so they spend a lot of time trying to analyze how can we get this right after we screwed up, say, in 2020. So I would say polling is probably as good as it's going to get. What it has a hard time capturing is ultimately the ground game that happens that gets people to the polls, because this is going to be a turnout election. And turnout is really difficult to capture, because that is about what your state party is doing, what your local mayor who happens to be running somewhere is doing, and not just what the national campaigns are doing. And it's so tough, because that is where you got to have journalists on the ground, and it's polling is just doesn't capture.
I get texts coming in about read J.D. Vance's op-ed in the Wall Street Journal yesterday, and that'll give you the true story of what's going on and this and that and the other thing. What does it say about the nature of people in this country? My mother used to have a say in it, and she'd say, if blank told you that, if Fred told you that blank was fudge, you'd eat it. Okay, and I think we can all fill in the blank. And I think there are some people now, through the political prism that they look through at everything, are kind of like that, where no matter who says what, they'll believe it if they're already inclined to that. Is that where we are politically, where people will say Marjorie Taylor Greene, the government controls the weather? Well, if you read this, you'll see that, and just completely ignore the idiocy of that statement.
Yeah, I mean, we really are. I mean, the saying that I hear a lot is, you know, extraordinary claims like that require extraordinary evidence. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's not what's being presented here. It's just a couple of clicks here, read this one story. But the reality is this is how politics works. And it's not actually just new. I mean, the partisanship, even going back to the earliest political science research, was something that we saw as an identity that people put on their partisan glasses, and they filter their entire world through those partisan glasses. So they won't see the things that they disagree with. They'll only let in, essentially, the stuff that they agree with. So it's this big confirmation bias situation that happens. So it's not surprising to hear people that if you are on Republican side, you're going to say, point to these, read this. If you're on the Democratic side, you're going to point to different things, and they're just going to contradict each other. And we're almost not even talking to each other, you know, at the same time. We're not really having a debate. We're just talking past each other.
And the text comes in, as you say, that 2020 election was stolen in four states. Read up. And that goes to the outlook that people have, where I can go online, find anything to say anything I want if I want to believe it. Right.
Right. Oh, yeah. I mean, so the Internet has made a confirmation bias, you know, on steroids, because there's always an answer for that we want to find. And that's what Google's great at, is telling us what we want to hear, because that's when we become more engaged. It's a situation where people don't listen to facts.
I will say this about FEMA now, for people that, you know, we went through it here in Katrina. Trump was saying that FEMA's going to give people $750 and that's it. We went through it here at Katrina at the time. I think the time was $600 that FEMA was going to give people. They also said that one thing that's completely wrong is that FEMA is going to seize your property. That's not true. They do have Small Business Administration loans that they make that you do have to pay back. In some cases, they forgive them. But FEMA, again, you can't be on both sides of the issue. You can't say that FEMA, the government, has to go in and make everybody whole, and then say, well, maybe you shouldn't live there in the first place to begin with, because we went through it after Katrina. Nor can you say, well, FEMA has to make everybody whole, but you have to limit government spending because somebody has to pay for that. And we're going through a thing here, Professor, with FEMA and flood rating 2.0, where FEMA raised my flood insurance personally, tripled it, and a lot of people have gone through worse than that, with even though they made billions of dollars of improvements to the flood risk reduction system, and there's no justification for that. So if people want to look at the truth and they're here, look at your own experience. I would tell you that to suggest what's real and what's not real, because we did go through it after Katrina. We'll pick it up. We come back 620. Tommy Tucker, WWL, 504-260-1870. Do you think the government controls the weather?
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out. Just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Honestly. 626, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Aaron Dusso, Associate Professor of Political Science at Indiana University, Indianapolis. Professor, for a long time, we talked about this presidential race being nothing but Trump versus Biden, and that's going to be it. Let's see what happens. And a lot of things have happened since Biden's debate in June, Kamala Harris becoming the nominee. Now you got hurricanes and you got people in North Carolina and voting. How likely is either Helene or Milton of an impact? How likely are those storms to have an impact on the presidential race, in your opinion?
We're seen to be in such a polarized time that it seems like, and actually some political scientists have theorized that part of the effect of this polarization is that it's made us essentially numb to reality. Mm-hmm. We don't react to real events happening. And so you can see these humongous and really important tragic hurricanes that, you know, that happen. And we don't see really any movement in the polls, regardless of the, you know, the federal reaction to it and how helpful or not helpful it's perceived. And this, you know, in Katrina is almost exact opposite, but this is many years ago, decades ago, you had this happen. And we did see some major polling, particularly with, thoughts about Bush. So this hyperpolarization that we live in seemingly makes it so polls don't move at all.
I get texts here defending Marjorie Taylor Greene, telling me to do my research, that she was talking about cloud seeding. Well, she also implied a campfire in California 2018 killed 85 people, burned up more than 150,000 acres, caused by lasers shot from space and powered by space solar generators. and it actually was caused by electrical transmission lines. And I guess, Professor, I'm just wondering, and it's on both sides, the way we are now, is there any coming back from this? What happens after this? If Trump wins the election, do we continue to go down a rabbit hole? If Trump loses the election, do people, I don't know. You're a political scientist. Tell me, have you seen times like this before?
So, you know, if you look back into the late 1800s, there was very highly polarized too. You know, this is all post Civil War. Obviously, we went to war, but so there's been bad times. What typically happens, though, is eventually one side or the other starts to lose elections, you know, pretty regularly, such that the party itself and the elites in the party have to start to change. They have to start to change their message, and ultimately that'll filter down to the you know, the average voter, the average person, and thus we become, you know, a little bit less partisan. And more like what it was like in the mid-20th century, where we were much more overlapped, less of this, you know, polarization that we see today.
Yeah, and I'm not, this is not for Trump, against Trump, for Harris, against Trump. This is about BS and calling it out when I see it. And some of the things that are said, I don't know if it's true or not, but I know when it comes to hurricanes and what they're talking about here, we went through it in Katrina, so I know that the response by FEMA, while maybe not perfect when it comes to Helene, is not the worst ever, because we saw the worst ever here in New Orleans with Katrina and not being able to get water to people, having it staged, and that led to the infamous you're doing a heck of a job brownie from George W. Bush. It's not an anti-Republican thing. I'm just saying that I wish the people here could put the bias aside and just remember to what they, do you understand why I'm so passionate about this? What they actually lived through. Remember that and let that guide you, not what somebody tells you.
I can understand the frustration when, you know, you people seemingly turn away from their own experience, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Yes. And so, you know, I lived through this, and I'm still listening to, you know, some politician from some other state telling me what I actually perceived and actually lived through. That's where it becomes scary, where, you know, propaganda becomes to be real powerful, where people begin to distrust even their own experience. And that's where politicians can take us to some pretty dark places.
We've all been through it with friends where they're going out with somebody and this person was just a tramp, be it male or female, and they were sleeping with everybody behind the other person's back. And everybody knew it except for the person, the significant other, and they refused to believe it. And that can drive you crazy. And that's what this reminds me of. Thank you, Professor.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Aaron Dusso, Associate Professor of Political Science, Indiana University, Indianapolis.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.